Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Good morning, everyone. It is the Jamie and Stoney Show. Jeff Rieger in for Jamie. Last night, I go to dinner, and I leave. I get in my car, and I'm driving about 2 minutes away, 2 to 5 minutes away from the restaurant going home. And I go to make a phone call. Where's my phone? I said, oh, my God, I must have left it at the restaurant. Where was I? Go back in, and I said, oh, I used the stall in the men's room before I left. So I go to the bathroom, and, of course, there's somebody in the stall. So I just have to wait outside for, like, 5 minutes. Guy comes out. I go in, and there's my phone sitting on the toilet paper dispenser, you know?
Stoney, that's a very girly thing to have happen.
Oh, is it?
Yes, because almost all females put their phone up on the toilet paper dispenser because they have it in their back pocket.
Right.
And then it would fall into the toilet or onto the floor, so they put it up there.
I love shredding germaphobes, and this is one of my things that I just go instantly to. It's like you're setting your phone on something where you pull the toilet paper, but then at the same time you're being told to wash your hands vigorously,
right.
But then you'll grab that phone and put it back up to your face.
Right.
Okay.
Exactly.
Yeah. By the way, I think it's just disgusting to put your phone on the toilet paper dispenser. That's why I just, put it to my face while I'm on the toilet instead. Or that's why I just look at it. Yeah. I mean, how do you just put it up there? Don't you look at it?
I was probably sitting there playing a word game or something or checking email, and then just, I didn't want to put it in my pocket. I just put it on the dispenser while I finished doing my business.
So then another guy's in there.
Yeah.
You're waiting patiently for the guy to come out.
And I'm just hoping he didn't steal my phone. I'm hoping that the phone's in there because maybe it dropped or something like that.
Would you have said anything? Like if he walks out and you go back in there looking for your phone and it's not in there, would you go after the guy? Excuse me, sir. Did you see a phone in here?
Yeah, for sure.
I would
too.
Absolutely.
I've done that the same thing as you before. I've done that frequently, actually.
248-539-9797. Strangest place you ever lost your phone or maybe even your wallet. Today I came in today where he was the door, our key card, it's in my wallet. I left my wallet at home.
So, Stoney, you got to get your crap together.
I know.
Get it together.
I know.
I'm kind of worried about you.
Yeah, you should be.
I have kind of an odd story about losing my phone, but it's a little different because at first I didn't realize I actually lost it. So I was driving. I think I was going from West Bloomfield to Royal Oak. I'd worked an event. I had a bunch of different things. So I was trying to load everything into my car. And sometimes I set some stuff up on my roof just to, get my hands free. I must have done that, got in my car, drove all the way to Royal Oak, and I was able to make some phone calls on my Bluetooth. So I didn't need to have my phone in my hand in my car.
Just use the voice thing.
Like, yeah.
Call Colin at home.
Right. So I knew my phone was with me. So I didn't think it was lost at all. Then I got out of my car and I start looking through my purse. I start feeling my pockets. I'm like, oh my gosh, where is my phone? I was going through my car. I'm like, I know it's here, but I can't find it. It was on the roof of my car. And I drove from West Bloomfield to Royal Oak that whole way. And it never fell off the roof of my car.
Expressway too, right?
Oh my gosh. I don't know if I don't remember my exact route. I don't know.
But you're going at least 40 miles an hour.
Sure.
At least.
Yes. Amazing. And at the time, I had a case that you could put like credit cards and it was leather. So I think that helped. It wasn't slippery. And then I think it hit like the lip of the side of the car and it just kind of stayed there.
Oh
my, I got out and it was like your heart just kind of, it stops beating so fast. And I was so thankful.
Like it's the worst feeling. Woo! Not to have your phone and everybody does the same thing.
Yes.
They like pat themselves down.
Yeah. Pockets.
Oh, where is it?
Purse.
Do you feel worse about losing your phone or your wallet?
Phone.
I know.
Because it's expensive. You can always get new credit cards.
And the pictures.
Yes.
If you don't upload them all to the cloud.
Which, by the way, it does beg the question, do you think this guy maybe put any weird pictures on your phone?
Oh,
have you checked your photos?
No, I haven't.
Okay.
Come on.
You should. Check them at the break.
No.
Report. But I have a better story than you, I feel.
Okay. Let's hear it.
I swear to God, this was not my phone. So I'm playing golf one day.
Oh, I know this.
I go into the Port-a-John. And I look down in the Port-a-John. I'm doing my business. And sure as blank, there's a phone in the Port-a-John mixed in with the ones and the twos.
Oh, my God.
And I'm like, look
about
it.
We did.
And
I'm looking, would you grab it or not?
And I'm looking at it. I'm like, oh, my God. This guy or girl dropped their phone into the John.
Uh-huh.
And they just left it. And I'm asking myself, would you pick it up or
not? No.
I
the
think
answer
you
is 100%
pick it up
no.
And sanitize it.
Well, if it was your own phone, you'd pick it up.
No. Inside.
I know. I understand that. But how would you get it out?
You don't. You say that's a loss and you get
a new one.
No.
Especially if you're a golf club. Worst comes to worst, you have two golf gloves on and you get it out and you throw the gloves away.
Or you use some clubs and you try. Or the ball retriever and try to. I mean, you can at least. Heather, hold on a second.
No.
If you get a phone, it costs you a few hundred dollars.
More than a few hundred.
Yes,
it's like $1,000.
I can't even stand the smell of a porta potty, let alone trying to reach in there for my phone. You guys are insane.
Well, you somehow dig it out.
No, because
you
it gets
dig it out.
No, it would still all
and then
that,
you sanitize it,
no,
and then you return it.
There is little cracks in your phone, little seams, and that stuff. That's all in there.
They're disgusting human
they
beings.
They are.
There's no.
But it's like $1,000 phone.
I don't care.
It's
like
an
iPhone. I'm sorry.
I shed a few tears and I move on with life.
Really? What the heck?
I mean, so it could have been worse, I guess. You could have dropped your phone in the toilet.
Yes, maybe. Yes, indeed. Telephone number 248-539-9797-971-36 on the ticket text. Now, Tony, if for some reason you dropped your phone into a porta potty with all the ones and twos and toilet paper and all that.
A well-used porta potty.
Yes.
Yeah.
Would you, A, figure out a way to get it out, or B, just say there's no way I'm going in there. It's done. I'll go buy another one, even though it costs like
I feel he's
$600.
Picturing it mentally. His eyes are closed.
Yeah, I am picturing it mentally. And you know what? I have to admit, there's stuff on this phone I couldn't replace, so I would figure out a way to fish
See?
It out.
Yes,
sorry.
There's no
sorry,
doubt.
Heather.
No. Boys, you boys are foul. That's
fish
disgusting.
It out and then decide what to do with it.
What if you, especially if you're at the golf course, the same place? Wouldn't you like ask? I don't know the groundskeepers or something. Maybe pay them $20 to get it out for you.
No, I wouldn't.
Don't you understand?
I just would not. All of my photos get uploaded to the cloud. I'd get those. Everything else, I'd call a loss and I'd move on.
But there
typical
are,
Stoney though, he wants to pay caddies to get his phone.
Well, I'm trying to figure out a way.
I can hardly step foot into a porta potty without vomiting. There's no way I'm going to pull a phone and then try to use it again out of a porta potty toilet.
I mean, don't get me wrong. I'm going to desanitize the thing heavily. I mean, I'm not just going to use it as soon as I fish it out.
These guys are gross.
But there's too much stuff on my phone, even with the cloud, that I need, and I need that phone.
No.
Sorry.
You know, Riggs, I wish, you know, everybody, you know, makes fun of me and, you know, gives all the jokes for years. I wish I just had like $700, $800 I could just, you know, what the hell? I'll just get another phone. You know, it's only $700, $800.
It's only $1,000.
Yeah, yeah, whatever.
Like the new iPhone is like $1,200.
Yeah, well, what the heck?
Exactly.
Yeah.
Good. You're just, we have mental images that we can't get out of our head. Some people can. You have there's no lines in for you.
No.
Anything. There are. There is no, I mean,
no,
we've learned that over 25
years. Nobody's saying to use it right away.
Right.
What I would do is I would clean it up to the best of my ability with latex gloves on.
Right.
And then I would take it back to the store and say, this doesn't work. And hopefully I get a refurbished one for a couple of $100.
I didn't think of that.
I mean, it's let's say just, I don't know, hypothetically, your phone got, somebody stole it.
Yes.
Person got shot, and there's like blood all over it and gore. You'd use it still, wouldn't you?
Yeah.
Yeah. Get it cleaned up and all that. Why not?
See?
What else are you going to call 911 on?
Well, you might do that, but then after.
Yeah. I mean, to me, it's not as gross to me. Heather, do you ever use a porta potty?
Well, yes. If it is an emergency, I've definitely used a porta potty before. I don't enjoy it. And there's some that I
don't think anybody enjoys it.
There's some that I like will walk into and then be like, not happening. I'll hold it and walk out.
Well, see, yeah, I just hold my breath. I plug my nose.
It's a lot different for women. We can't just stand there and pee.
Well, there are times where we can't.
Do you know what I mean? Like, okay. We got to get a lot closer to that nasty seat than you guys do.
Well, sometimes you have to do the twos,
I know,
too, though.
I know.
But it's not very comfortable, especially, you know, sometimes they don't have toilet paper. Oh, it's a whole different deal.
Or hand sanitizer or a place to wash your hands. Nasty.
Does anything disgust you, Stoney? Like, what grosses you out?
Grosses me out? I don't know.
I can answer this.
It'd be something sports related.
100%. Yeah. A game not tipping at the right time or...
A banner for somebody who doesn't deserve it. Right. No, I don't get grossed
somebody
out.
Somebody getting
much.
Their, like, jersey retired that, didn't play his whole life in one place.
Well, whatever. No, you have to adapt. One thing on that type of thing. What are you going to do? Shannon in Madison Heights, what's up?
Yeah, I lost my phone in a porta potty. It fell right out of my back pocket. I forgot it was back there.
Oh, no.
Are you talking into it right now, Shannon? It's a little.
No. That is why you buy insurance for your phone.
There you go.
Okay.
Because I heard the plunk. And said,
Shannon,
this is that phone.
Shannon, your phone sounds like crap.
That's why I bet, Rigger, that was a woman's phone, because it does happen to women, because we put our phone in our back pockets, then we start to go to the bathroom, you got to take your pants down, and the phone falls right out of that back pocket. I bet you it was a woman's phone.
You're probably right, and I think she was using it.
Yeah.
All right, Heather, I would kill to have your luck with leaving my phone on top of my car 2 weeks after getting the new Galaxy 8 Plus. Uh-huh. My son and I were on our way to the trampoline park in Oxford. As I'm driving down M15, I happen to look out my driver's side mirror to see something blue tumble across the road. Thought that was odd, but nothing much more until the music in my car was disconnected from Bluetooth and it was silent. Yep, that was my phone tumbling down the road. It was gut-wrenching. That's from Drew and Davison.
I feel your pain. I don't know how I got so lucky, but I did.
My wife left a phone on top of a car. We found it on the white line of 96. I laughed at her for doing it. 1 week later, I did the same thing. Oh. I never found it.
Oh.
I was at the Indianapolis 500, and someone stole my lawn chair that had my phone in the cup holder. It ended up falling out of a lawn chair, and a good Samaritan mailed it to me about a week later.
Aww.
That's cool. That's nice.
Who paid the shipping on that one?
I dropped my brand new waterproof iPhone in the stall at Little Caesars Arena in the men's bathroom at halftime of a game. Needless to say, I left it in there because men don't flush the toilet at halftime, and I was reaching my hand in 100 different people's urine. It's DJ from Detroit. Okay, whatever. You got to do what you got to do.
Come on. There's no sports joke in there somewhere.
Yeah. There is, but I'm not going to say it. If there's stuff on your phone you need, then you should be using one of the backup programs that backs up your phone to the cloud every second, which is free for most people.
Sure,
I get that. I dropped my debit card in a porta potty at a U2 concert once and decided it wasn't worth fishing it out. And I also assumed nobody else would try to get it out. Don't think I'd go for a phone either.
No.
Yeah. Debit card, you just call and
you
cancel.
Just cancel it and you get a new one.
Guys, right. Just so you know, we have a Port-a-John person on the line via ticket text. Says, I work for a septic company. We have pulled many phones out of the Port-a-Johns.
So there you go. Good.
Maybe
I'm
you're
glad
right.
To
maybe
hear.
It's a woman thing. I'm just glad it's not a man thing.
Or maybe we're...
I leave my phone in the cart.
Or also, Riggs, maybe we're just so unique that we would go and get it.
Oh, I definitely get it.
I mean, we're definitely not the majority in this room.
I said I would like try to give it back to the phone company and say I want a refurbished one. Mm-hmm. Somebody texted in, Jeff, what if the refurbished phone came from the bottom of a porta potty as well?
Uh-huh.
I mean, I'll take my chances. At least I'd rather just not know.
97 won the ticket.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.